of ratification. We count a lot on the campaign launched by the High Commissioner, but also states, especially those who are friends of the Convention, can do regionally. And even in universal instruments, you mentioned yourself the UPR, advises, exchanges with other countries as well on the importance of the Convention. I would like also to invite you to take into consideration another point that we usually raise, that is the competence of the committee to address or to have individual cases from members, from states, the country, which is under Article 31 especially, which will give, it's an instrument, an important instrument, to address the needs of the victims, but also will give greater impact to the Convention. When we refer to the cooperation with the special rapporteurs, you're right, we have especially a particular interest in one of them, which is the working group on involuntary and inverse disappearance. We are parallel organs with different mandates in terms of legal background and legal competencies, because we are a treaty-based organ, but at the same time we have the obligation to cooperate with each other. And I would like to inform you that just yesterday continued our practice of communicate as frequently as we can with them. We had a joint meeting with the working when points of common interest were raised, exchanges on our activities as well. And of course, bring to the attention the protection of victims and the fight that both organs should do for eradicating enforced disappearance. So both of your remarks, madam, are very well put onto the work of the committee. And we hope that into the future as well, you will be interested to point out which points of interest would be that the committee can offer information. So we are very eager to be very transparent in our work, of course, to address the interest of the state parties, because we believe that we are at the same line. All of us are interested to be near to the needs of the victims, and all of us are interested that one day and as soon as possible, we can be happy and proud to say that in the world there is no even a case of enforced disappearance. Now I would like to open the floor to other committee members, or to all committee members indeed, if everyone so wishes to address over the points that were raised by representatives of state parties, or if you'd like to raise anything new or to compliment me on our activities. Yes, but before doing that, please allow me to give again the word to Madam Ambassador of Japan and to give her opportunity to reply. Please, Madam.
Thank you very much. Sorry to disturb your, so to say, procedures, but that is one of the questions I just would like to raise and ask from you. The working group of enforced involuntary disappearances, they have a competencies to the areas or countries where the state members of this convention is not covered. So if they do have such a huge, so to say, number of the questions